Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Things are finally back to normal here on Saturday nights after a weekend of fun and excitement last weekend at the Liberty Forum, which was a lot of fun. And, Mark, you were broadcasting without me. You had Gardner Goldsmith on the air from LibertyConspiracy.com and pretty much did a whole show full of interviews on Saturday night, which was quite a change of gears from our normal program, which, of course, is usually open phones where you get to call in about anything. And that's how it'll be tonight. 800-259-9231 is the number.
I got my little geek fix. I got to interview for three segments. David Friedman, who is the renowned physicist and economist, the son of Milton Friedman. If people need a little name dropping to know who it is, and he's a brilliant man.
Yeah, I did. I heard that as I was driving back from Talker's New Media Seminar.
Might have
in New
flown
York City.
Over the heads of some of the listenership, but maybe not. I don't know.
We continue here. We'll take your calls about anything. But, of course, in the news, big time this week is the whole healthcare situation debacle, if you would like to call it that, where the government is going to get even more intrusive into the world of healthcare, as though they weren't already intrusive enough as it is. It's kind of funny when you look at the supposed debate that goes on a national level about this. It's all just so skin deep, surface level. They're not really striking at the root of the issue. And I mean both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, they're not – nobody's advocating for true healthcare freedom. Nobody. And that's what needs to happen, if you actually want healthcare to get better.
Right. If you want to see innovation and, a lowering of price and things like that, yes, you need free market competition in that area. When you restrict it through government mandates, all you're going to do is get, less innovation. So it's going to become stagnant and it's going to cost more.
But how do you get from here to there? Well,
you shut down every government bureaucracy that has to do with, infringing on people's health.
And that is
the AMA that they don't get to decide who a doctor is.
What do you think is more likely, Mark, that you could actually successfully shut down those government bureaucracies like the FDA or whatever other bureaucracies are, Medicaid, Medicare, all those things? Is it more likely that that will happen or that one state or another state government will just decide, the hell with this, we're out of here and leave the union? Which is more politically feasible?
Well, I would think that independence of a state would be, but I also think that you can probably invoke the 10th Amendment and say, as they are doing right now, saying this is unconstitutional, federal government, you do not have the right to do this, and you cannot shove this down our throats.
I just wish it didn't have to be the health care issue that led about this whole 10th Amendment concept of the state government people actually
standing up. It is going to destroy the economy. I mean, yes, the economy is already on a pretty fast ride down a long hill.
But my point being that there have been constant violations of the so-called Constitution.
Sure.
I mean, either the Constitution has authorized all the tyranny that we see today, or it has been powerless to prevent it. But
Blasphemy!
That's what Lysander Spooner said, and he's absolutely right about that. But throughout my life,
we failed the Constitution.
I've seen nothing but constitutional violations. So it's, I guess, better late than never. Better late than never that some Americans are finally deciding to raise their hackles about the size and scope and expense of the federal government. My only concern is that it seems like there are kind of one-issue people on this. Like, we talked to one guy once on this show who was saying that he was even considering civil disobedience, and that's what I want to talk about here in a moment. But he would even consider doing civil disobedience on this health care issue. But if they were to just throw the health care issue out, then he'd be fine with the federal government as it is. The $3 trillion federal government with all of its awful, intrusive programs, its killing of people around the world, etc. He's okay with all that. It's just this darn health care program.
It's
That's
kind of the
tyranny.
It's kind of the nature of a conservative. A conservative doesn't want things to change. Usually they pick a period in time. They lionize that period in time in some way and say that this was the best time ever and we should be like that. Yeah, it probably has something to do with World War II, cigarettes rolled up in T-shirt sleeves and things, and the duck haircuts and things like that. But that's just kind of how they operate. It's not about principle. It's about nostalgia for a particular time frame. That likely it didn't exist that way anyway.
Speaking of principle, I want to share an essay by somebody who we've had on this program in the past, Larkin Rose at larkinrose.com. I actually grabbed this from Freedom's Phoenix. Larkin says, hooray for Obama's commie care. He's happy about it. And what he has to say is the following.
You better back it up.
There have been lots and lots of messages flying around the Patriot movement screaming bloody murder about Obama's commie care plan. Call your congressman. Write a nasty letter. Stand around holding a sign. Wildly jump up and down. Pull your hair out. But between all the political action alerts out there, I did see a few examples of what's a far better idea. And that is, let the stupid thing pass and then ignore it. Personally, I'm thrilled that Obama's commie care passed. Why? Because tyrants don't ever back off because you ask them to. They only back off when their victims resist. And I don't mean with votes or whiny letters or insistent phone calls. I mean with disobedience. And nationalizing a huge chunk of the economy, basically socializing all health care, might just make a few more people consider such a thing. A similar but less significant experiment will be the census. And I'm happy to see that even some well-known folk like Napolitano, Judge Andrew Napolitano and Walter Williams are openly advocating noncompliance with the census, as we are on this program, or at least I am. I don't know about you, Mark.
I'm not going to. I see no reason to answer. You follow the Constitution, I'll follow it, too.
So, yeah, that's a great point. Sorry to those of you who are politically active, but the only thing that actually slows down tyranny is when people are anti-politically active, when instead of asking for freedom, they exercise their freedom illegally, i.e. without the permission of the tyrants. And this census will be a good measure of whether the American people have started to regrow a spine, because the threatened penalty is relatively small.
See, this is sort of conservatism, though. He's suggesting that the American people had a spine at any point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I think that people in general, their natural state is
submission.
Submission. You know, if you look from the time of cavemen, with the guy with the biggest club is the one that rules the roost, to the time of agrarianism, where it was actually you know, it was okay to own people. You know, you attack some other town, you own those people like cattle. You know, all I can see
That's
is from
point.
The course of American of world history that we have been moving slowly away from the ideas of slavery. But I think it's going to take an incredible change. The Enlightenment period, although it did result in the American Revolution, it was essentially trading one tyrant for another. Admittedly, the American government early on wasn't very tyrannical, but look how it is 200 years later.
Larkin says that because the threatened penalty is relatively small, that is, if you don't fill out the census, they threaten you with a fine but no prison time, and the government demands are so patently idiotic, intrusive, and pointless, not to mention unconstitutional, that even normal people might be able to contemplate refusal to obey. When they open their mail, look at the form, and think, do they think I have nothing better to do than this? We might actually see Americans acting like they believe in freedom by flinging the stupid thing in the trash. He says he already did, but not before ripping it up just for the fun of it. The bigger test will be something more significant, like resisting Obama's commie care. When things get really bad, and they will, and people's lives start depending on it, when will people start to think that they maybe should just find a doctor who will illegally accept cash or gold and silver under the table in exchange for illegally providing health care? When will the people start to build an extensive black market in medicine? In other words, when will people start acting like they have an inalienable right to be free instead of wasting their time asking the tyrants to legalize freedom, which has never happened in the history of the world and never will?
Yeah, I don't find too many people that have this principled stand. On this show, clearly we attract them, but that have this principled stand that I want freedom for me, and therefore I need to allow other people to have it for them. You know, they'll say, well, this Obamacare thing is out of control, but we can't legalize marijuana. There's a myriad of issues on both sides of the fence, whether you're a progressive or a conservative or Republican or Democrat or whatever. These people don't care about freedom. They care about controlling other people in the way that they want to control them.
It's true.
God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Which is why many of those folks that you're talking about will go ahead and bow down to the system, because they believe the system is greater than they are.
It's the only way they can go about controlling other people.
Right.
And that is very, very important to them.
They believe the system is greater than they are, and that they have to obey whatever the absurd laws are, because in the hopes that down the line they'll be able to get control of the system, change it around to their liking, to where they can control people in the way they want to control them, and that they hope that at that time everybody that they want to control will be like they did and be very obedient to their controls.
Right. A nice law, if you're going to have one, is do no harm to others, and if you do, you have to make them whole in some way.
1-800-259-9231. Are you willing to disobey? How far are you willing to go? We'll dig in a little further, take your calls about what you want as well. 800-259-9231.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want this live Saturday edition. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those features, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. You can go back into the podcast all the way back to the beginning of 2009. It's all completely free. You don't have to log in or click on ads or anything like that. It's just there. The archives are yours at freetalklive.com.
Have you or your spouse been looking to redo the kitchen or bath? Well, have you been looking around the specialty stores or the big box stores for knobs and pulls? It's a great idea. Pick out the knobs and pulls you want, but before you buy, go to internobs.com. That's internobs.com. They have every knob, pretty much, that's there. I'm sure there's got to be some off weird knob out there that they don't have. But largely, they have all knobs. You use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. You'll save 11% off, and they've just added 70 additional items to the clearance section. You can make your kitchen look like new for as little as $30. It's internobs.com. Code FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. I want to jump into the calls here in a moment, but I want to make sure we get a little bit more out from Larkin Rose at LarkinRose.com. People want to talk about his position here, that this is great news, the Obamacare thing, because maybe, just maybe, it will encourage some Americans to engage in some very necessary civil disobedience rather than just begging and pleading politicians to grant them some relief. And he points out that the biggest obstacle to this happening is not the fear of punishment. Yeah, the tyrants like to hurt people who disobey their stupid commands, but that's not the primary problem. After all, the victims of Obama's CommieCare will outnumber its administrators 2,000 to 1. No, the biggest obstacle is the deeply ingrained lunacy that tells people that they have an obligation to obey whatever stupid commands the politicians legislate. Due to their lifelong indoctrination by their parents, schools, and government, most people feel bad about disobeying a perceived authority, even when the commands are idiotic or downright evil. However, though there are still plenty of examples of unthinking, order-obeying, slavery-praising conformity among a lot of Americans, there have been signs in recent years that spell big trouble for the crooks in government. And no, I don't mean people demanding that their masters legalize freedom, which never works, and is itself a sign of the slave mentality. I mean people realizing that they don't have any obligation to obey the God-complex megalomaniacs who wear the label government, even when their stupid, unjustified commands are called laws. A couple of years back, a national poll showed that a lot more people believe that it's not really bad to cheat on your taxes if you can get away with it. As an aside, the question itself had a heavy statist message. You can't cheat on taxes any more than you can cheat a carjacker by driving away in your own car. Taxes are theft, and you can't cheat a thief by keeping what's yours. Nonetheless, when a majority of those asked thinks that disobeying the federal extortionists isn't actually immoral, that spells big trouble for the tyrants. And he says that I've been saying for years that politicians don't mind protests, movements, elections, petitions, demonstrations, or any other political action, except when the legitimacy of their rule is questioned. In other words, as long as the national discussion consists of the masses asking their masters in government for freedom, the masters are in no trouble whatsoever. When the masses stop asking and start disobeying, that is when the politicians are doomed. Let's go to your phone calls and talk first to Bill, listening in Yakima to KUSA. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, in a way, I've already started doing that, too. You were talking about the census.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
I answered question number one and mailed it back.
Was that how many people are in the house? Yeah, you know, I totally can see that. I've heard other people, like, you know, put a whole bunch of weird numbers on there, things that, you know, we got 24 Eskimos living here, you know, things like that, just for kicks. I think that, you know, that in any of those things is fine.
Well, why did you answer the first question?
Well, because the Constitution allows for the federal government to perform a census every 10 years.
Did you sign that Constitution?
No, I did not.
Okay. Are you obligated in any way? Did you swear an oath to it, like in the military or something?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then you ought to do that.
Do you think that oath still stands if you have left the military, though, Mark?
I don't think that any oath, you know, if it's egregious, would stand. But I can see, I don't really care, you know, like one way or the other. I think he's doing a certain level of disobedience, and I'm for that. And he gets the highest praise I can come up with. Thank you.
Absolutely, any amount of disobedience I'm in favor for. So, any other thoughts you want to share tonight, Bill?
No, I'm just really happy that, like you said, it looks like the tide may be turning. I'm really hopeful that the states will pursue the 10th Amendment. And,
I think they will. I think they will, and I think it's only going to take a few of them to do it.
Well, I hope they don't stop
there,
though.
That boat.
I hope they don't stop there. I hope we see full-on declaring of independence and seceding. And I thank you, Bill, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to George, listening in Miami to WFTL. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing?
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing?
Well, I hear you guys talking about the Constitution again a lot, but I don't hear anybody mentioning what was the original intent of the Constitution, which I know you know was a basically a contract between we the people and the so-called government. Okay, we've lost a very important aspect of those original thoughts of Madison and Jefferson's, which is checks and balances and separation of powers. And that's why we see these tyrants, like you call them, which they're exactly what they are, you know, take over basically what is ours. You know, I personally don't, I refuse to give them any jurisdiction. Okay? That's one thought. The second thought is that we're all in trouble because in the last 40 years or so, this country has basically suffered what I call the American family holocaust under the lawyer politicians. They control all three branches of government, and you, there's absolutely no way once they stick their fangs into you to get any relief unless you deny them the jurisdiction that they are no longer exercising through checks and balances and separation.
Now, when you say you deny them jurisdiction, what do you mean by that?
Well, I just, you know, when I go to court, basically they've attempted to destroy my life and my children's lives. And like me, there's millions and millions of other Americans in this country. And the media fails to report this. They're just as guilty and evil. And one day I hope they all have to pay reparations to the victims, because there are millions of, right now there's over 70% of American children are being raised in broken homes. That's a disgrace. Okay, and we don't even talk about it. We talk about the war in Iraq. We talk about all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do, really important, with our day-to-day lives, because we're just a bunch of little peons. We're just a bunch of little sheep, as you well know. And yet, nobody's allowed to talk about this. I every once in a while, I come on like I do to you now and just basically jump you on your show because your screener didn't really ask me what I was going to talk about. But it's a disgrace.
We don't really do that on this show. It's free talk. You can call about anything.
Thank God, you know. So, you know, as somebody like myself has been victimized, and I've seen others and thousands of others on the Internet that you hear them screaming, crying for help, and nobody comes to their aid. Like I say, our children have no clue of what the Constitution is. There's a very small minority of kids that have been raised under father and mother households. Our very roots have been, you know, we've been degrubbed. Okay.
George, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Although I think the Iraq war is certainly very important. The entire warmongering state is important because, well, it's one of the ways they're policing us. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Topic we started out with was the idea of civil disobedience and how maybe, just maybe, with this whole health care situation looming, that more Americans might actually consider being civilly disobedient. They might actually consider non-cooperation with their masters in the state. We'll come back to that here in moments.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. Also join us at freetalklive.com where we've got FTL 2.0. It's a brand new version of our website just launched in 2010 that allows you to actually select show prep for the show. Now, whether or not we use the prep is another issue, but it's a great way for you to get interactive with other listeners and push the most popular stories that you can submit to the top of our website, making it more likely that Mark and myself will see them and get interested in them and possibly talk about them on the air. So you can submit news stories, you can submit your own blog posts or videos or whatever you want over at freetalklive.com, and it is totally free. So we're going to continue here taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. Bob is in Watertown listening to WTNY. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
At the California efficiency race in 1995, according to CBS News, the winning car, 2,600 pounds, got 88 miles to the gallon, which indicates for sure that cars today should be getting more than twice the amount of mileage at the present.
What year was that, Bob?
1995.
Okay. Yeah. What are you suggesting?
Well, I'm suggesting that Obama is a liar when he says that implies that we should be getting cars that are doing their best at 35 miles to the gallon. That's ridiculous.
I've heard that I was reading in Popular Mechanics that they have a new car out that has as much wind resistance as an average pickup truck's rear view mirror. And I suspect that a lot of it loss is people desire a vehicle that carries more stuff, and more larger vehicles are going to have more wind resistance. And I would think that that had a lot to do with
It's not the wind resistance. It's the way the fuel is atomized. But go to one more subject, and that's I wish you would define liberty. Your friend Sean Hannity.
Oh, he's not
liberty.
My friend.
Huh?
What made you think that Sean Hannity was my friend?
Oh, he isn't. Well, he's
no,
in the same
he's...
business.
Just because you're talking to him, there are a lot of people out there that talk into microphones around the country, and most of them I don't even know, and I certainly wouldn't call them my friends. Sean Hannity's just another political hack.
Well, would you agree with his definition of liberty, which is...
I don't know what that is.
The right to do as you please, as long as it does not interfere with the rights of others. That's a very stupid definition. It fits a man in solitary confinement.
Well, I wouldn't think that that's really his definition, because he clearly is somebody who doesn't really believe in liberty. I mean, he supports
he's willing to steal money from you to fight his wars.
Yeah, he supports warmongering and things like that. So clearly he doesn't actually believe in liberty. I think a fair definition of liberty is that you have the right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm others.
No, that's not a proper definition.
Okay, what's your definition?
Yeah,
all right. To begin with, you have to have, I'm going by what the Bible says, you have to have four categories of reality. You have to have a wholesome body. You have to have certain types of knowledge, knowledge of dangers, knowledge for making a living. And then the third category you have to have is who you need. Caring parents, a very compatible mate, good
friends.
What
does that have to do with liberty?
Yeah, what does the Bible have to do with liberty? Don't they condone slavery?
No.
The Bible doesn't talk about how you deal with your slaves?
But God does not. God made it very clear when he said when he wanted Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. He wanted the nation of Israel to be free, not
to be
slaves.
They did that with the Constitution, too, except the black people, right? Like, the white people, white males, 21 that owned land could be free. But they called it liberty.
Well, that's the fourth category you need. You need what you need, geography, food, and man-made things that are compatible to
you. I don't really understand why you need to have all these categories to define liberty. It's a fairly simple concept. I mean, other synonyms for liberty would be independence, idea of freedom from control or interference.
No, that's the next part I'm going to mention. You have to have these four categories when you need them and how you need them. And you must not be led into false emergencies like the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and some of these other wars. These were false emergencies.
Do you believe that you can have liberty if you are being stolen from?
If you are what?
Being stolen from.
What does that mean?
If someone is stealing your property.
Well, that's just why I said you have to have those four categories according to the Bible.
I still don't even understand what you're getting at. Mark, are you understanding?
I don't think the Bible says that you have the right to food. I think that probably a more moral stance is you have the right to earn your food.
No, the Bible does say. The Bible says that the farmers are to leave a certain amount of food for the poor.
Okay. Then the Bible is socialistic.
Yes, it is. And the Bible also says everyone is to have his own garden. That would be about 1.5 acres per person today.
What's the point in trying to live your life by a book that's 2,000 years old?
Because it's an eternal book. It's not...
Don't you think it's possible?
It's not 2,000 years old. It wasn't compiled until 300 AD.
All right.
People that lionize the Bible was put together by people whose names they don't even know.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, there's a mistranslation of Jesus' name. His name was Yeheshua, not Jesus. And I tend to question a document where they can't even get their Savior's name right.
Yeah, isn't it possible, don't you think, Bob, that the Bible is really just a few men's interpretation of their religious beliefs at the time at which it was written, and that things could have changed since then?
Well, if you believe in God at all, you know that you have to believe in God.
Which God?
The universe couldn't put itself together. I mean, can a piece of rock...
I think it all depends on how you define God.
Lots of people define God differently.
Yeah.
They don't need the Bible to do it.
It says that we are like God in the way we think.
Okay.
We're built in the image of God.
That doesn't mean that we are like God in the way he thinks. I mean, God is without sin. I sin.
The Bible tells us the reason for sin. It says the main reason for sin is the policies of the leaders. And it says that every government today on earth, including the USA, is a beast that arose from the
that
sea.
That much I think we can agree on. Yep. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, at least the government being beasts all around the world. They're just men who wish to control other men, men and women that wish to control other people.
I think the Bible is a fine document for, you know, a certain time period. I believe that we've evolved beyond that with our relationship to God. And I don't think that you should be limited by, honestly, you know, books that were put together in an arbitrary fashion.
By other men.
Yeah, by other people.
And as some might point out, was put together religions just historically has been used by men to control other men. So like governments are used to control other men, religion has been used to control other men. And I'm not saying that when I say religion, I mean organized religion in a mass scale.
Well, Christianity was a protest religion against the Roman government in the first place. And for that, I support it. However, now what you have are Christians that that support passing laws against people in the same way and tyrannizing people essentially in the same way that Christians were tyrannized in the beginning. The religion itself has twisted around, in my opinion, become the Antichrist that they warned about in the first place.
Don't you think Jesus would have been in favor of civil disobedience?
Jesus was the civil disobedience.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
And he went over and tipped over the tables in the temple, right, I guess?
And a variety of things. I mean,
what else?
People tend to equate the render under Caesar with a Caesar's thing. You know, he says, well, whose face is on that coin? And up to the Pharisees and Sadducees. And they replied, Caesar's? Well, render under Caesar what is Caesar's? He didn't say, give that coin to Caesar because he belongs to him. He said, huh. Caesar should have what he wants. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were looking to trick him. And my Savior, my God, is going to be a clever God.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can go anywhere you want to. I mean, Bob started out with, you know, talking about gas mileage. So you can really bring up anything here on this program. 800-259-9231. The other guy was shocked that our phone screener didn't ask him a whole bunch of questions. We don't do it that way on Free Talk Live. We get where you're calling from, what your name is, and basic, you know, one-word description of what you want to talk about. You don't have to get details.
Something to write down.
Yeah. We're coming up here. 800-259-9231. Are you willing to disobey the state? What are your criteria? It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh homeopathic nasal spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations or, for instance, expand the amount of nights that your local station carries the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent. Helicopter rides and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. KnobCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com.
So we started talking the show. We started out talking about the idea of civil disobedience and non-cooperation when it comes to the federal government, and maybe how the whole Obamacare thing will actually encourage people to finally just stop begging for freedom and actually just claim it for themselves. And then it led into a discussion with a caller that wanted us to define what liberty was. And
he gave his definition
of liberty, which was very confusing to me. It was like a four-part definition, had the Bible
sounds
in
like
there.
Sounds like a constitution to do that one, yeah.
Yeah, liberty's really simple. I mean, some of the people, he claimed that Sean Hannity's definition was similar to what our definition is, which
he doesn't
make
follow
sense. Maybe he gets the definition, but there's a difference between understanding a definition and actually applying it to your life. So if you support what the federal government is doing in any way, whether you support the government healthcare thing or the government's military or whatever it is that they're doing, they're funding by theft. They're funding by threatening force against peaceful people in order to extract money from them so they can go off and run their programs. And that's not liberty, period. So we continue with your phone calls. Liberty to me is the ability to live your life how you see fit so long as you don't harm other people, as long as you don't violate their person or their property. Simple. Definitions don't have to be long and complicated. Let's go to your calls about what you want. Joshua is listening to KVYO in Louisiana. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, yeah, I was just calling kind of in response to your last call, the guy that got kind of overly religious. I am a Christian, but I have a big problem with people that try to use the Bible to prove the Bible.
Yeah, it doesn't make much
sense.
It's like
defining a word in the definition, you know. because you have your reasons, and it can't be proven. And I realized that a long time ago. But it's just, I mean, I've seen these people. There's this guy, I don't know if you ever heard of him, Joshua McDowell.
Nope.
He has this book, you know, he proves, well, I mean, he's come to a bunch of churches around the area, and I've gone and I've seen him, and he advertises it as proving that Jesus is the Messiah. There's proof, hard evidence. And so, you know, you're just, yeah, all right, let me go get some of this evidence so I can prove it to other people. And you get there, and if you go in there as a skeptic, someone who isn't a Christian, then why would you have any belief in the Bible and the validity of the Bible? So, you know, he goes through and he explains all these ways, all these verses in the Bible where Jesus lines up with these prophecies to say that Jesus is the Messiah. But he's using the Bible to prove all this, so where's the... I don't get what the
call
proof
it
is.
Circular reasoning.
I have a friend of mine sent me one of these books for I think it's Proving Christ or Arguing Christ or something like that. And I have gotten through a portion of it. I have a lot of books that I read, and you know, like the motivation has to strike me to pick it up. But you know, I try not to get too into people's faces about their religion. I think their religion's fine. I tend to have a problem once they start talking about hell. Because I think that that's a I think it's a dangerous kind of belief, and because you know it essentially is scaring people into believing what you want them to believe.
Right. Well, that's why it's important for organized religion to have
right. And is that even really belief? Whenever you have to be scared into it, do you believe it, or are you just too scared not to?
Right. And you know I don't like the redemption clause in the Bible. Essentially, you can do whatever you want as long as you ask for forgiveness and mean it, and then you'll be forgiven. It seems like that means you can do whatever you want, and that some people will sign on to the I believe in Jesus thing. They'll just live however they want.
Right.
Josh, thanks.
And people are gonna,
go ahead. Go ahead.
And people are going to use the Bible to, you know, they're going to use it in some ways to prove their point, and other people have a different point, so they're going to use it to prove their point. And just there's different words, different translations. So I don't really put much stake in the validity of the Bible. You know, you read it for, you know, just kind of the truth that's in it, and not necessarily it's true hard facts. But you know, you can find something in there, you know, that is truth.
Right, that's
true.
I am on board with that. Absolutely, I think that the Bible imparts many great truths, and I think that Western civilization, as it is, as it currently exists, is rests squarely on the shoulders of Christianity. I don't think that if it had been the Roman religion of gods or the sun god or whatever it is that they were all about, that things would have ended up the same way. I think we would be a much more barbaric culture.
I don't know about that. Thank you, Joshua, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I mean, there are lots of religions out there, Mark, and many of the world's religions also have truths within their holy books. And
I'm only talking about an issue of degrees here.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It seems a little presumptuous.
It might be presumptuous. Yeah. You might as well like reality as it is, though, right? Because you can't change reality. So I like reality as it is.
Well, I do like the reality as it is. You might as well. Yeah, if you're going to get all depressed, there's no point in that. And worrying, there's really no point in worrying because, well, worrying won't change anything.
You speak truth to power as best you can and try to be happy.
All right, 800-259-9231. The other thing about hell, I mean, just to go back to that real quick, and I think Joshua touched on this, is that if hell is used as the stick, then people are being good for the wrong reasons, right? I mean, the people that are being good because they're afraid of going to hell, at least, they're being good for the wrong reasons. Whereas the right reason to be good and to do good is to help your fellow man and to not harm your fellow man. Whereas instead of, you know, for the reasons that are here and now, as opposed to some sort of promise of what might happen, down the line after you pass away. 800-259-9231. I mean, do you agree with that, Mark, with hell being essentially a stick that motivates people to do things that right. They should be motivated by, not this something down the line, but the immediate consequences of their actions?
I think that, to me, that's the most important issue. I was raised in a very Christian home. I taught Sunday school. I went to a Christian school. Obviously, my Bible knowledge is pretty good, and there's a reason for it. I spent a lot of time. I've read the thing many, many, many times. And I believe what happened to me, where I went off the rails, essentially at one point or another decided, there is no God, this is stupid. And since the Bible was my moral barometer, that I went to prison. I mean, I had a terrible childhood, and I think it was because the childhood, young adulthood or whatever. Once I decided that, you know, God wasn't real, then my whole life changed, and a lot of bad things resulted. And I think that came from, you know, this is moral because God says so, and if you don't do it, you're going to go to hell. I think that is a silly system to teach kids. What you should teach them is what I'm going to teach my son, Jack, is you should be moral because it works, because it is a great system for dealing with other people. If you're moral, they'll be moral to you. You will attract what you put out in the universe, and you'll, your life will be significantly better. And I think that, you know, parents can do a real disservice to an active and inquisitive child by teaching them this, this fairy tale. In the same way that you wouldn't tell a kid, look, you better behave yourself or that monster's going to come out from under the bed and eat you.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue. Eddie's in Delaware listening to WGND-FM. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I had called just basically to comment originally on the, sounded like an older gentleman that had called in trying to describe liberty and parts consisting of four, and I know that you guys said that he wasn't making much sense, which I somewhat agree. He wasn't being extremely clear on the definition of liberty and what he was trying to get at using the Bible as a source. However, in spite of that, I was calling basically to affirm that my faith being based on this book, this compendium of 66 books called the Holy Bible, was done not because I believe in the book as being an irrational book or a book that is requires a person not to think when they believe in it, but actually to the contrary. And what's funny is that the former caller, the younger sounding guy who had called in, I think his name was Joshua, and he spoke of the writer, Joshua McDowell. He was actually referencing someone who's actually a master at apologetics, and he never really elaborated on what Josh McDowell speaks about. But the funniest part is that in reading some of Joshua McDowell's historical findings, it is not a strange concept to discover that there are tablets that are called the Ebla tablets. They are older than any other cuneiform writing that we have in the history of man. It dates all the way back to, like, pre-Sumer.
You know what? I don't know what you're getting at, but we'll let you hang on to explain in a little more detail here. Coming up in hour number two, your calls about what you want, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.